All right, attention in the media center. We're going to start with our Bushlight Poll Award winner for the Brickyard 400 tomorrow, Tyler Reddick. If you can make your way up front, please, we would appreciate it. All right, as media make their way, Tyler, we'll go ahead and start off with you. Tell us a little bit about coming back to the Oval this weekend, obviously, to run the Brickyard 400, but also tell us what that lap was like from your vantage point.
Yeah, it was, I was one of the last cars to go in Group B, so I watched a lot of drivers in round one have issues in turn four and a couple other areas of the racetrack. So obviously it definitely seemed like it was easy to overstep the boundaries. So obviously I wanted to put down a good lap in that first round, and it was a very solid lap. So we knew we had a solid car, and it was going to be important to make the right adjustments and back it up in round two. Obviously, we had a little bit of pace fall off in round two from round one efforts, but nonetheless, I thought we did a good job with the adjustments, and we're able to lay down the lap good enough to claim the pole.
All right, we'll go ahead and take questions. We'll start here with Justin, and then go to Nate.
Justin Schuler, Kicking the Tires. First off, Tyler, congratulations. What has the hype been like this past week building up to the comeback to the Oval, and how excited are you personally to be able to come back and race on the traditional Oval?
Yeah, I've been excited to return and run on this Oval, but I've been torn naturally because we've come to the road course this year and ran the road course here and been very strong. I've been able to, I got my second career win here. So, yeah, I was a little conflicted, but certainly I could see it in my team and in the shop. A lot of individuals that have ran the Brickyard for years that are working on the team were excited to return. I could see it in the fans. And honestly, in some ways myself, right? It was a different feeling coming here and running the road course than it is when you run the Oval. So I'm glad that we're able to come back and we're gonna give another shot, especially on the 30th year of running here. There's a lot of huge moments that have happened here. So glad it's back on the Oval and excited for what the day may hold in store for us tomorrow.
All right, we'll go to Nate.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Tyler, when you talk about that different feeling going from the road course to the Oval, have you thought about would that apply to the celebration and what those emotions might feel like? Because I know it's still Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's still like world's greatest racetrack, but would it be different to win on the Oval, do you think?
I don't know. I feel like I celebrated pretty hard when I won here in 2022, so I just hope to match it again.
Yesterday, Alex Bowman was saying that during practice, you ran him down from a far distance away, but when you got to him, you couldn't really do much. So are you expecting, track position, starting up front obviously is huge, but are you expecting to be that way tomorrow? Is it too early? Do you have a sense of, can you make an outside pass if your car is as fast as it is on a slower car?
I mean, I think, when cars are kind of stacked up with one another, there will be opportunities to pass. But I think of it like what we had in practice where cars are pretty strung out and not really running in traffic for long periods of time, tight traffic. The tires hold on better. They're not as, I think these tires have shown to be sensitive to heat more so than wear. And it's kind of a peek at what it could look like, but I do expect when we're packed up that, like we saw just today in qualifying, I think it's easy to make mistakes. When those mistakes happen, drivers will have opportunities to pass. That's how I'm looking at it. But certainly I think, if you take, five of the strongest cars and line them up, I think it'd be really hard for the guy in fifth to make, a charge and get through all of them. You're really counting on somebody to make a mistake, get too aggressive, lose the nose, or get loose to really make a move.
All right, go ahead.
Because it is a track position race, how important is it then to start on the pole?
It's a big deal. Just starting towards the front is huge, but any additional spots we could get, once we were inside that, seventh, eighth window, I think was going to be huge for stage points in the beginning. If it plays out somewhat naturally, but also just pit road here is narrow. These cars are wider than the Gen 6 car, and the Gen 6 race here that I was a part of, pit road was pretty sketchy already. So expect pit road to be pretty chaotic for a majority of the of the field, and us having the option to choose first is going to really help us, I feel.
And when the boss is racing right next to you, is there a comfort level that goes away quickly because he switches quickly from Denny the owner to Denny the driver?
Well, if I tear it up, he's paying for it, so... It's his car. I try not to use that against him, but I honestly feel like we do race each other very fair but hard. I've learned a lot about racing from him as well, so I feel like we've got a good level of mutual respect and trust with one another. But obviously, you know, when we come to a place like this, I know how bad he wants to win here. I know how bad I want to win here, so it'll just be something we manage throughout the whole day. And we'll just see how it goes. Obviously, him, the 11 team, are stout. The 5, the 9, those are guys that have been good all year long. So, but yeah, I wonder if that's something he thinks about when we're racing. Like, man, if he uses me up, is he thinking about? Is he worried about, you know, having to fix this race car, or worried about his race? So.
And on the TV broadcast, there was a comment about your reaction right after you'd gotten the pole. Did you know you had the pole when you took your hand off the steering wheel, or were you even aware of that?
Yeah, the last I'd heard is that I needed to run like a 49.50 at least. So I don't know what Chase's exact time was, but that was our target. I knew turn one was pretty bad on my behalf, and I knew I was going to have to hit it perfect the remainder of the lap, and thankfully we did.
Tyler Reddick, this is Andrew Kim from SpeedwayMedia.com. You won a pole position here at Indianapolis back in 2022 when it was on the road course. How does this one compare to the one back from 2 years ago?
I feel like it's as equal of importance for sure, but it certainly felt like in 2022 we were very, very strong, and the margin of error to lose the pole was greater. So I knew we had to be really close to perfect today. I still wasn't, honestly, but you know, we did a good enough job the rest of the other three corners to be able to capture it. So I feel like both are just as important as the other in regards to your race the following day. So it's just a great thing that we were able to accomplish today.
Also in that race back in 2022 is where you also went on to win the race, and being the fastest now for Friday's practice and now getting the pole today, how do you look at your viewpoint for tomorrow's race?
Yeah, we got a good opportunity in front of us. But we know that, you know, a lot of the guys that are right there behind us are really good at making overnight adjustments and doing what they need to do. I mean, you look at guys like the 12, what they did at Pocono this past weekend, jumping onto a different strategy, put him in position to be able to win the race at Pocono. So we have to be mindful of all the potentials for how the race unfolds tomorrow. But certainly having track position in the beginning can get you stage points.
All right, any final questions? All right, Tyler, congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.